who are you? It's a big question we're thinking about this morning. We're going to ask ourselves that question, who am I? And then a bit later on in our service, we're going to ask the question, how do we want other people to see us? That's quite an important question, isn't it? How do I want to be seen by other people? And lastly, we're going to think together about, how does God see me? What does God have to say about me in the Bible? So we're going to start with our first question this morning. Who am I? Now, one of the ways that we look at ourselves is by taking one of these things in the morning. And if you're really, really brave, you take a look in there, don't you? And you peer at yourself in the mirror. And you love what you see, don't you, when you look in there? I get to see all of you here as well, actually. This is brilliant. It works both ways, this one. But do you like what you see when you look in the mirror in the morning? Some of you do, maybe some of you don't. But one of the ways that we ask that question about ourselves, who am I, let's have a good look in the mirror and find out who you are. It's a good place to start, isn't it? That's one way that we look at ourselves. There's another way that we look at ourselves, and we do this quite a lot. Hands up if you've got a mobile phone, okay? That's pretty much all of us this morning. Hands up if you've ever taken a selfie. You see, that's another way, isn't it, that we look at ourselves, don't we? We take photographs of ourselves in all kinds of different places, really. There's a few which I came across. Here's somebody having a bit of fun, just wanting to see people where they are and take a photograph of themselves. Here's somebody else. They found a hippopotamus behind them. I thought that'd be a great place to take a photograph. Look at me. Look where I am. Look how wonderful I am. Look at this horrible creature behind me who might eat me at any minute. And if you're really brave, as some people do, they climb to the top of these huge buildings, don't they? And then they take photographs of themselves way, way up in the air. Because there are different ways that we get to look at ourselves. And that's what some people do. So sometimes we look in the mirror. Sometimes we look at our phones. We take photographs of ourselves. And what about our names? Somebody gave this to me for my birthday. I've been called many things in my life, but Adrian is the name I best respond to. Now, you've all got your names on this morning, haven't you? Our names are really important to us. If you didn't get a badge name when you came in this morning, we'll make sure you get one on the way out over tea and coffee. It's really lovely, isn't it, when somebody calls you by name. Because when somebody calls you by name, that just indicates that they're interested in who you are. We like to be called by name. There's something really important about being known by name. That's another way that we look at ourselves. But here's some other ways that we look at people and we try and work out who they are. I need a few volunteers. Who children come and help me this morning? Come on up. Come on, your hands up. Come on up. Come and help me. Let's see if we can work out this morning who you are by some of the things that we're going to put on your head. And you're going to help me here? Okay, let's try this one first of all. Who's going to go with? Do you want to go with this one? What do you reckon?
Firefighter,
okay. Let's put you in a firefighter, okay? You've got a jacket as well, look at this. That's very smart, isn't it? Okay. Is that going to go in there? Put your hand in there, that's it. Here we go. Is that too big for you, is it? Well, stand still and it won't fall off, okay? You're all right, okay? All right, what's this one then? Okay, are you going to be pleased? You are now. Look, you've just joined the police force. And you have a jacket to go with you as well, okay? Let's do that one first. Let's do that one. And then we'll try the other hand. That's it. Excellent. Good, good. And we've got, what's this then? What do you think this is? Builder. Are you going to wear that hat for me? Yeah? You sure? Not sure if it's going to stay, that one, is it? Maybe not. Maybe not. Will we do the jacket instead? Shall we try this instead? Jen's much nicer than I am. You're definitely going to wear that for her, not for me. I'll frighten you. Okay, anybody else want to come up and try something on? Yes? No? Yes? No? No. Okay, nobody else. Okay, well, look, we'll go with what we've got. All right, good girl. Come on up. Brilliant. We'll find one more thing. Okay. Brilliant. So who are you then, do you think, wearing that? A doctor. Goodness me, look at that then. Let's just line you all up for a minute, okay? So this is another way in which we sometimes work out who somebody is. Because if you ask somebody who they are, sometimes they say, well, I'm a policeman, or I'm a builder, or I'm a firefighter, or I'm a doctor. And sometimes we look at some of these outfits, don't we? Some of these uniforms, some of these hats, and that's how we define each other. That's how we describe each other. So sometimes rather than actually talking about ourselves as people, we say, I'm a policeman, or I'm a builder, or I'm a firefighter. Or I'm a doctor. This is a great profession as well, isn't it? Really good profession. So that's one way in which we look at ourselves. So in the mirror, we look at ourselves in the morning. Sometimes we don't like what we see. Sometimes we take selfie photographs of ourselves. And sometimes we look at how people are dressed and we describe them by the job that they do. Brilliant. Do you want to go sit down for a minute? You can take those outfits with you for a minute. We'll come and get them later on, okay? Okay, there's another way in which we describe ourselves. Now, where's Rod? Rod, come on up here for a minute. I need you for a minute because there are other ways in which we describe ourselves. So you want you to take that for a minute, okay? I want you to try and think now. I've already done a bit of work on this, Rod, because I know who you are, okay? So see if you can tell us who you are. I'll give you a hint, okay? What do you do for a living?
Right, I'm a landscape constructor.
Okay, right, landscape constructor, okay? Well, pop that one on there. We haven't rehearsed this, by the way. Are you married?
I'm married, so I'm a husband.
You're a husband, okay. Got that one as well. Okay, he's a husband. Okay. Okay, he's marked.
My mother's here, so I suppose I'm a son.
You're a son. You are a son. So we've got that one on the list. You're a son as well. Okay. Okay, what else?
My granddaughter's here, so I'm a granddad.
You're a granddad. So far, so good. We'll get this one off. Yep. Nope. Here we go. Granddad. Right. He's a granddad. Okay. What else?
Qualified football referee.
Referee. Look at that. We got this one. Hey. Referee. Good stuff. Okay. Referee. Yep. Got any children?
Yes. I'm a father as well. Got
You sort of conveniently forgot that one, actually, didn't you?
I would have left home by now, but still trying.
You're still a dad. You're still a dad, okay? Right, okay. Okay, what else? Your mum's here, so I think that makes you a...
I've already done that.
I know, but you're an awesome child, aren't you?
I suppose so, yeah. I'm right to be a child.
Once a child, always a child, okay?
Being a child.
Okay, we'll put that one there. Child, okay. What else have we got here? You got any... anyone else in your family? Has your mum got any more children?
Yes, I'm a brother, yes.
Your brother, yeah. There we go. Anybody else?
Think about it.
Getting there, he's a brother.
I'm a friend, because I've got lots of friends.
A friend, look at that. I'm ready for this one, see? Friend, okay. Brilliant.
And
one
also,
more.
My brothers have got children as well, so...
And that makes you a...
Uncle.
Uncle. Look at that.
A nice shirt.
It was a lovely shirt before we did that to you, didn't you? So here's just another way that we describe ourselves. When you stop and think, you see how hard it was for Rod to actually stop and think about some of those things. All those different ways in which we can describe Rod. Husband, referee, uncle, granddad, child, son, brother, friend, landscaper, dad. Now try this, okay? You've got somebody sitting beside you this morning. And we do talk to each other sometimes in this church, okay? Talk to each other, introduce yourselves by name, and see how many of those things you can find out about each other. Go now, let's do it. Let me suggest we try and follow those conversations at the end of service, all right? Okay? We're going to pray, all right? So we need a little hush as we pray, all right? And Joseph and Charlotte are going to come and lead us in a prayer this morning as we say thank you to God for our families, for who we are. That really got you talking this morning, doesn't it? There's a conversation to have over coffee a little bit later on. But we're going to pray. Joseph's going to pray first, and then Charlotte's going to pray. And then we're going to learn and sing that new song again that we began at the beginning of our service. Joseph, you ready? Good. Let's pray together.
Dear God, we thank you that you made each one of us wonderfully unique. We thank you that you love us all just as we are. You know us. You know our thoughts and our hidden beauty within. You love us despite of our sins, and we thank you for that. Thank you for putting each of us in our family who love and care for us. And we thank you for our big church family here at Crofton and all the love and laughter they bring. Amen.
Amen.
Dear God, thank you for everything you have given us. Thank you for our families, our friends, our teachers at school, for our Sunday school teachers. Thank you for our church family and for Adrian and June. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. But often it's very easy for us to present a different version of ourselves to other people than we really are. So here's a clue for you, a little question. So what social media do you think this is? Shout it out. Instagram, that's right, Instagram. What about this next one? Facebook. It's not too difficult to work that one out, is it? What about this next one? Twitter. It's great the way all, I tell you, all the children at the front know all this, I'm telling you. And what about this last one? I bet you know this one as well. Snapchat. You are really au fait, aren't you, on our social media stuff. But that's one of the ways in which we portray ourselves to other people. We use some of the social media. Oh, I didn't mean to show you this photograph just yet. Spoiled the moment there. So during the week, I said to our leadership team, I said to them, would you mind if I took some of your photographs this week and sort of improved them a little bit? Played around with them a bit, you know? So most of them said, yeah, I'll be all right. But I had some very interesting comments. Somebody said to me, you know, if you could take away some of my wrinkles, that would be really helpful as well. I said, well, I'll bear that in mind. If you could give me black hair instead of grey hair, that would be great. I said, well, I'll bear that in mind as well. Somebody said, if you could take 20 pounds off my weight, that would be really helpful. I suddenly thought, actually, isn't that what we all do? If we've got a chance to sort of reinvent ourselves or to change ourselves, probably some of the things that some of us who are a bit older might say, actually. So anyway, I do this asking for forgiveness in advance. So I played around with this character here. Who's that? Mr. Croson, okay. I couldn't choose which one I wanted to show you, so I took two of Andrew, actually. Then I thought, well, I'm sure I can do better than that, so I moved on in our leadership team. Wally here this morning? Probably wisely not, actually, if that's the case. Who else have we got in our leadership team? Who's that? Come on. It's Diane, that's right. Who's that? Who's that man, then? Have you seen him around? That's Phil. Who's that? Who's that? It's Diane, isn't it? Who's that? I'm going to get in a lot of trouble, aren't I, after this morning? Peter wanted me to send this photograph, but he wasn't going to be here this morning, so I've got to send that on to him. Who's that? Who's that? That's Mr. Monday, isn't it? I'm afraid to look over this direction at the moment, actually, so I'm going to keep standing looking here. Who's that? That's David Coles. And who's that? Who's that? That's Marcus, looking good. Now, in case you thought I wasn't going to include myself in that, I thought it's only fair that I actually do something. Oh, we've got Paul. We've got Paul. Paul's in here as well. And I thought, well, E.T. phone home, eh? E.T. phone home. We can have a bit of fun, can't we? Sort of distorting and playing around with images and stuff. But actually, we do that quite a lot when it comes to social media. I had a story recently of one lady who wanted to bake a birthday cake for her daughter. And she was really, she used to post all sorts of things about her life on Facebook. And there was a big build-up that she did with all of her friends about this cake that she was going to make and how wonderful it was going to be and how spectacular it was going to be and how it was going to be just perfect. And then she was going to post a picture of the perfect cake. The problem is it all went terribly wrong. And she was so driven by Facebook and her image and wanting to be seen well by her friends that when the cake went terribly wrong, she went to a shop, she bought a perfect cake, she came home and she photographed the cake and said, here is the cake that I have made for my children. That's how far some people go in relation to actually presenting an image of ourselves. We don't want people to see us as we really are, so we make up an image which we want people to see us, how we'd like people to see us. I don't know if you've heard of Second Life. Second Life is a little bit like a grown-up version of Sims. Have you heard of Sims? Quite a lot of you. But this is like a grown-up version. There are about 20 million people who've signed up to Second Life, and you can reinvent yourself. You can literally live in a virtual world, and you can create yourself to be the very person that you want to be. Everything that you want to change about yourself, you can change, and you can go and you can live in this virtual world, and there are over 20 million people today, and that's what they're doing. They go to another world because they don't like the world that they're living in, and they don't like the person that they are, and they recreate themselves, and they live in a virtual world. And that is what some people do. got a video clip that I want to show you this morning, which has probably prompted this whole service, actually, when we thought about doing a service around distorted images. This video clip shows us what some of our young people are doing in terms of how they portray their life to other people. But it's not restricted to what young people do. We all do it in some shape or form. Let's have a look at this clip. Just one of the ways that we live our lives, presenting ourselves as somebody else, or pretending that we're doing things that we want people to think that we're really good at. I love the bit about the drink, didn't you? Just drink going in the bin, okay? A photograph saying, what a wonderful drink, how healthy I am, and the drink goes straight in the bin. And that whole sequence of clips just makes us stop and think about how do we want to be seen by other people. We're thinking about this morning, about this question about who are we? There's this temptation, isn't there, to present ourselves in different ways. So I want to think in the last part of our service this morning, how does God see me? We thought about how we look at ourselves in the mirror, we thought about selfies, we thought about the way we dress and look at the occupations that we do, we've looked at Rod and all the different kind of people that he was, and we've thought about our names, and we thought about how we want to be seen by other people, but how does God see me? That's where I want us to go for these next few minutes together. Here's some wonderful verses from the Bible. Here's what God says to us. Before you were even formed in the womb, I knew you. That's very special, isn't it, when you stop and think about it. Before you were even born, I knew you, says God. Another lovely verse in the Old Testament says, you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. And it goes on to say, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And that stands in stark contrast, doesn't it, to the world in which we live, which is trying to squeeze us into its way of thinking. The Bible says, you know, don't allow the world to squeeze you into its own way of thinking. And that's really important when it comes to identity. Don't let the world squeeze you into how it wants you to be. Because as a follower of Jesus, there is something much more exciting to discover about who you really are. I want you to look, take your hand again, okay? We've done some actions this morning. Take your hand and hold it out for a minute. And look really, really closely at it and see if you can spot your fingerprint. You've got to look quite closely, really, don't you, to see your fingerprint. Every one of us this morning, if you've got fingers, you've got fingerprint. And that fingerprint is unique to you. No one else in the whole world has the same fingerprint that you do. And Jen and I have been working on this service for a while. We discovered that during the week that actually even identical twins have different fingerprints. So that fingerprint is completely unique to who you are. Now have a look at this next clip, because it helps us understand a little bit more about our fingerprints. And then we're going to do something really messy.
Hey there, I'm Blocko, and you are a special little snowflake. So are your fingerprints, provided that you have hands, of course. It's Thursday, so that means we are answering one of your questions, and this week we're going to find out, why are our fingerprints unique, and what is their purpose? Fingerprints don't change as you age. They stand the test of time and are actually pretty dang durable. One man named Hans Galasti lost a few fingers in a wakeboarding accident. One of his fingers was identified in a trout months later by using fingerprinting technology. And you leave your fingerprints on just about anything that you come in contact with throughout the day. Glasses, tables, door handles. The oils and sweat in your hands create the print. With the right solution, you can actually identify the fingerprint and trace it back to whoever left it. It sure does come in handy when police are looking for criminals. You get it? Handy. Hands. Sorry. Well, now you know their purpose, but why are they unique to you? Fingerprints are created in the womb by a random combination of stem cells into ridge-type cells and valley-type cells. The randomness of heat and chemical diffusion creates the pattern before you're even born. And unless you cut off your fingertips completely, they're not going anywhere. As usual, I'll be answering a new question every Thursday, so ask anything you want to know in the comments or on Facebook and Twitter. This has been Life Noggin. Don't forget to keep on thinking.
There we are. Now you know a little bit more about your fingerprint. It's unique to you, okay? So we're going to do something together, okay, which is a little bit messy this morning. So I want you to take one of these, which you would have received when you came in. There would have been one on your seat, okay? See if you can find that, okay? We're going to look at these in terms of, like, identity tags this morning, okay? This is going to represent who you are. I want you to take one of those. It's got a heart on it, which reminds us, firstly, that you and I are deeply loved by God. And you'll find a pencil quite close to where you are. So grab the pencil. And write your name on that card, first of all, okay? That's something that we can all do, okay? Write your name on the card. And then we're going to get to the really messy bit this morning. We are going to put our fingerprints on these cards. How are we going to do that? We've got ink pads. We're going to get messy this morning. And we've got wipes to clean up your fingers afterwards. We think of everything here, okay? So write your name on the card, okay? This is you, this is your card, this reminds you that you're loved by God. Okay, let's do that first of all. And then you'll find at the end of most rows this morning, okay, you will find something that looks like one of these, an ink pad, okay? And we need to share them and pass them around. So if you've got an ink pad near you, open it up, okay? Open it up. And get ready to pass it along your line, okay? There's a couple of ink pads on the end here. Here you are. You've got ink pads there, okay? Get the ink pad. Open it up, okay? Open it up. And take your fingerprint, okay? Put your finger in it. Put your fingerprint on the card. And then pass the ink pad on to the next person, okay? So I will do it myself. Here we go. Here we are. So you should have a fingerprint and a card. And in a few moments you get one of these as well, so you can wipe that messy finger clean, all right? All got your fingerprints done? Yes. So you should have an identity tag, your name on it, and now you've got your fingerprint as well. And that fingerprint is unique to you, okay? So while we continue to clear up, would our musicians like to join us? We're going to sing a song, okay, which reminds us that we are important to God. So you can continue to wipe your fingers. So let's sing. Let's remain seated while we sing so we can clean things up, all right? And then we'll stand up halfway through this song. Thank you. Do sit down for a minute, okay? We're going to come to the Bible in just a few minutes. So maybe you'd like to open the Bible. And if you're a parent, your children with you, let's open our Bibles at page 1173. In Ephesians chapter 1, we're going to look at a few verses there in just a minute. And this morning, you are going to do the work, okay, as we look at the Bible together. Rather than me telling you what is there, helping you to see what's there, I want you to try and dig it out yourself this morning, okay? So we're going to come to page 1170. In a few minutes, two of our young people are going to read that for us, okay? So Mary, just hang on a second. We'll read it in just a few minutes. Let's just take a couple of minutes. If I have the laptop back up, please. Just to remind ourselves of what we've been doing this morning. We've been thinking about who am I? We've been thinking about looking in the mirror in the morning. We've been thinking about selfie photographs. We've been thinking about our identity. We've been thinking about who am I? We've been thinking a little bit about how do we want other people to see us? We think about the world in which we live, trying to squeeze us into its way of thinking to try and present to other people a different image of who we really are. And we're coming in the last few minutes of our service this morning to think about how God sees us, okay? We thought about our fingerprints. We're unique. With a little heart. We're deeply loved by God. And one of the things that you hear quite a lot about is the idea of identity theft. People trying to steal our identity. I got a phone call from the bank a while ago saying, have you bought 130 pizzas in Petswood yesterday? I said, I haven't actually. They said, we think somebody's stolen your identity. I don't eat 130 pizzas on any one night, I assure you. But that's what happens. People try to steal our identity. We're told to be careful with our name or our address, our personal details, change our computer passwords. But we also live in a world that's trying to steal our identity. One of the things we're thinking about this morning is, what does it mean to be in Christ? What does it mean to be a follower of Jesus? How does that change the way we see ourselves? How does God see us? And how do we want to live like that in today's world? And that's what we're going to be thinking about over these next few minutes. The idea that we live in a world that's trying to steal our identity, squeeze us into its way of thinking. And God says in the Bible, I love you deeply. And I want you to understand just how much you're loved by me. And this passage that we're going to read is going to help us understand just a few really important things about how God sees us. So we're coming to Ephesians. And it's really entitled, Finding Our True Identity. And here's how we're going to do it this morning, okay? On my left-hand side, we're going to read the first reading, which is verse 3 down to verse 9, I think, if I got that right. And then on this side, we're going to read the next part, down to verse 14. So on this side, I want you to think, as you hear the Bible being read, what is God saying about you in those verses, okay? And when you hear the second part read, and these people on my right here, I want you to have the same question. What is God saying in this passage about how he sees you? All right? So, Mary, let's go to the first passage, okay? Thank you. You're going to come up here, yeah? We'll use this microphone up here. So, verses 3 to 8. There we are. That's the right reading. 3 to 8 on this side. As Mary reads it, think to yourself, what is this passage saying to me about how God sees me. Okay, how does God see me? So, thanks, Mary.
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace, that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. He made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he proposed in Christ.
Okay. Okay, right, thanks, Gina. Gina's going to read, come on, up you come. So we're going to read the second part of that chapter, okay? So for verse 10 down to verse 14, okay?
To be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Jesus Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory.
Brilliant. Thank you very much to both of you. Okay. So on this side of the church, I want you to think for a minute. Jen, are you going to come help me here for a minute? We've got a choice, you see, when it comes to which mirror you're going to look at in the morning. We can look in the mirror, which, is how I see myself. Mightn't seem like too much like what I see. Might be some things I want to change about myself. You might look in that mirror in the morning and groan and run away from it. Or you might even look in it at all, actually. Or we can look in this mirror, okay? The Bible says to us that actually God's Word is like a mirror. And when we look into the mirror of God's Word, we learn some really interesting things about ourselves. And that's what this chapter is all about. So those of you on my left, okay, can you pick out some of the words that are in this passage which tell you, which help you to understand how God sees you, okay? Just call them out, okay? So verses 3 to 8. Okay, how does God see you? Holy and blameless, okay? So we're going to write on this mirror. We're going to pretend this morning that this is the mirror of God's Word, okay? So we look in that mirror and we find out actually when we are followers of Jesus Christ, we are holy and blameless. What else is in that passage? Verses 3 to 8.
Blessed.
Yeah, that's a great word, isn't it? Blessed. Knowing that we're right with God. Blessed. Okay, anything else?
Chosen.
It's a great word. Children and inheritance. Did I hear you right? Yeah. Okay, children.
Chosen.
That's a great word, isn't it? Chosen.
Adopted.
Thanks, Paul. Let's just slow down a minute. Poor old Jen's trying to keep up with you. Okay. Still on verses 3 to 8 on this side?
Redeemed,
okay? Forgiven.
Loved.
Pretty good list, isn't it, really, when you look at it. Here's how God sees us, okay? We can look at ourselves in our own mirrors. We can allow the world to squeeze us into the way that it wants to see us, or how we want to present ourselves to other people. But when we look in the mirror of God's Word, as the followers of Jesus Christ, here's what God says to us. You are holy, you are blameless, you are blessed, you are one of my children, you are an inheritor, you are adopted, you are forgiven, you are loved, you are chosen, you are redeemed. Wow! That's a mirror worth looking into in the morning, isn't it? I know which mirror I'd rather look into. Okay, your turn on the right here, okay? The second half of this passage, verse 9 down to verse 14. What do you see in there? How does God describe you in verses 9 to 14? Pardon? God's possession. Okay. Chosen is there again, isn't it? Yep. Chosen. What else? Marked. Yes. Marked by God's Holy Spirit. The same Holy Spirit that anointed Jesus for his ministry. The same Holy Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead through the Holy Spirit's powers at work in us today. And the Holy Spirit is the one who teaches us who we are in Christ. Some of these things that we're putting on the mirror. Anything else? Pardon?
Predestined.
Chosen by God. Predestined to become more and more like Jesus, the Bible goes on to tell us. included. Isn't that a lovely word? Included, yeah. Pardon? Okay, people who can bring glory to God. How you doing, Jen? All right? Anything else that we've missed in that passage? Sealed, yes. Marked, sealed, yes. Sealed, marked. So here's what I want you to do, okay? I want you to go back to the card that we have, okay? You've got your name on it. You've got your fingerprint on it. Got a heart that reminds you that you and I are deeply loved by God. God loves us as we are, that unique fingerprint that we've been thinking about. And I want you to have a look at the mirror as Jen finishes off her amazing job here, writing all those words down the mirror. I want you to have a look at that mirror, and I want you to choose perhaps one or two of those words which mean something to you this morning, and to write it on the back of your card, okay? So you've got your name, you've got your fingerprint. And choose a couple of those words that are on the screen here. I'll read them out again. You choose which one is special to you this morning, something that means something to you in particular this morning, okay? Holy, blameless, blessed, children, inheritors, adopted, forgiven, redemption, loved, chosen, marked, included, predestined, bringing glory to God, sealed, and God's possession. Now choose just a couple of those words this morning that really strike home with you this morning, and write them on the back of your card. While you do that, I want to just play a short song that has some really helpful words in it. So while we're writing those words, we can have a listen to this song.
Who am I that the highest would welcome me?
And if our children are finished, you can come up to the front, and we're going to tie our luggage tags onto this tree at the front, okay? So if you're going to come and join me here, we can do that while this song's playing. That invitation to put your card on the tree is for everyone this morning. You can see the tree we put in Christ if you're a follower of Jesus this morning. But a lovely thing to do as we leave this building this morning is to add your name, add your tag. That is who I am. That is my true identity. I am in Christ. And a great way of doing that is actually put that on the tree this morning, your fingerprint and your name and some of these lovely things that we've been reading in the Bible this morning about how God sees us. We're going to sing two songs as we conclude this morning, okay? At the end of our service, there'll be opportunity to come and hang those tags on the tree, and we'll put that tree somewhere where it can be seen for the next couple of weeks as we come in and out of church together. So let's stand, shall we, as we sing a lovely song which reminds us that we are children of the living God. So let's stand together, shall we? Let's stand now.